The news that Amanda Burry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight were alive and free after being kidnapped a decade ago sparked celebrations in their hometown. Robert Lowry with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says their miraculous escape from years of captivity is unprecedented in the U.S.
This is the first time we've ever seen multiple women held by an abductor, or, you know, it looks like it may have been singular, but we're not sure yet. We haven't got all the details from Cleveland, but it's highly unusual. It's not something that we see every day.
Usually, the longer children go missing, the smaller the chance they will be found alive. But Lowry says this case and others give new cause for hope. J.C. Dugard was found alive 18 years after she was kidnapped in California, and Elizabeth Smart spent 9 months in captivity in Utah before she was found. In Cleveland, public joy over the return of the missing women is tempered by the horror of their ordeal. The women say Ariel Castro, the 52-year-old man charged with kidnapping and rape, chained them in the basement, impregnated some, and repeatedly beat them. Lowry says it is important for children to know that there are sexual predators out there and that they should be on guard when strangers approach them.
And if someone tries to grab them, we really encourage parents to tell their children, fight back, kick, scream, bring as much attention to that situation as you can, because it's the assertive children that we find that are escaping these from the clutches of these kind of offenders.
While horrific kidnappings are relatively rare, Lowry says public awareness can help deter future abductions and find those who are still missing. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.